Yaba is the name of a highly addictive drug that's common in Southeast Asia, where UNODC has been monitoring its spread. The name Yaba comes from the Thai words for crazy medicine. UNODC expert Jeremy Douglas explains what Yaba actually is.
Okay, so Yaba is primarily methamphetamine. It's a methamphetamine tablet which contains caffeine. Usually it's about 30% methamphetamine, and it's the predominant form of methamphetamine that is abused in the Greater Mekong subregion, specifically Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. But you also find it in Vietnam. You also find it in Myanmar, where it's typically manufactured.
Recently, UNODC has observed a shift in trafficking patterns to the West, possibly to Bangladesh and India. Douglas explains how traffickers are taking new routes to reach new markets.
It used to be trafficked from the Golden Triangle into Thailand. Now you're seeing it trafficked through Laos, you're seeing it trafficked through Cambodia. You're also seeing production in places like Cambodia. They've seized their first ever super lab. They've seized very, very large labs in Malaysia and Indonesia, and very large seizures of ATS in Southeast Asia.
According to Douglas, the types of people using Yaba has changed over time.
Traditionally, it was used by occupational workers, truck drivers, etc., that wanted to work long hours. That then has shifted to youth culture. And because kids going out to nightclubs want to use it, sometimes in combination with alcohol or even other drugs. But it shifted into youth culture about 10 years ago in Southeast Asia.
So what is UNODC doing to address the problems of Yaba?
UNODC had a small program in Asia that was monitoring the situation and feeding information into strategic plans with ASEAN and China. And based on that program, we are launching a global program called the Global Smart Program. And that program will set up teams in hot spots or key priority regions of the world to better assess the situation so that we can then react to the situation strategically.
Douglas goes on to explain how the ease of production of Yaba is helping to fuel its spread.
If you have the starting materials, the precursor chemicals, very easy to produce, and you can produce it pretty much anywhere. In fact, we have seen a shift in abuse in, say, the Mekong subregion to Laos and Cambodia. We've also seen a shift in production away from the Golden Triangle or South China, where it's been produced for some time, into Cambodia. They just seized their first super lab. They've also just seized high-capacity tableting machines that produce 10,000 tablets an hour. We've also seized the biggest labs in the world in Malaysia and Indonesia. The market there is not understood, so we're not sure how many users are there, but the capacity of production would indicate that they're producing for export.
So why did Yaba develop at this time?
I think it was opportunistic. Yaba is one of those drugs there was a lot of trafficking of heroin out of the Golden Triangle. Similar groups that were trafficking heroin saw opportunity, and there's a big market in Southeast Asia, so they took advantage of the possible market and developed a market. It's one of those drugs where it's cheap. So you dump it into a market, it's cheap to manufacture, cheap for a user to purchase, and if you can develop a market fairly quickly, you can then dump it in, create the market, and then you've got a market because it's highly addictive. So that's what they did in Southeast Asia.
And what are the street prices for Yaba?
In Bangkok these days, $5 or $6. In Cambodia, $1. Laos, $1. You can get it for half the price of Bangkok up in Chiang Mai, North Thailand, and roughly half the price down in the south, away from the big market.
Jeremy Douglas of UNODC.